this week is Home Base Business Week in the country, and a man who knows a lot about it, Justin Kitch, founder CEO of Homestead.com, is going to tell us that starting a business at home has never been easier. Now, that sounds like a lot of hype, and is it true or is it not?
Oh, it is true, Larry. You know, home-based businesses are actually a phenomenon that have been around for a long time, but they're booming these days. There's 10 million of them, by most counts, in the United States now. And it is extremely easy to build one, mostly thanks to the Internet. You know, when I started my business at home, the Internet barely existed, and now it is so easy to build a professional website that gives you a professional presence that it sort of replaced the need for an office. And it allows you to test out offerings and services without having to quit your job necessarily, and really makes it much, much easier to start a home-based business.
Now, you started yours in October of 97, almost 10 years ago, correct?
That's correct.
And you were kind of like a neophyte in this, and I mean, it amazes me what has, not only to tell you this, you know the man, you're the man who knows how much technology and how much we have come along in that time. So having said that, looking ahead, since we're marking this celebration this week, can you give us some trends? What's coming up in the months and years ahead, in your estimation?
Yeah, I think that, well, actually what happened is Homestead conducted a study with About.com to look for trends that were happening in the home-based business space. And a couple interesting ones come up. You know, I think one trend is that service-based businesses are in, and that is a huge majority of the businesses being started at home are not product-based businesses. I think that's a misconception that's out there that you know, it's a guy with a bunch of boxes of stuff in his garage and he's selling them as quickly as he can and is driving his family crazy because he's taking up the garage and all this inventory. But most businesses are not product-based businesses, and in fact, if you start a service-based business, the upfront costs that you have to incur are much, much lower, and you can be a lot more flexible about how that business evolves.
How difficult was it then, or comparing then to now, how difficult is it or how easy is it? You say it's easy to get started. Take us through the procedure. Take us through the what goes on and how you get this thing started off the ground.
Well, the website really is the key. I think you know, you can work on it on your weekends or on your nights and not have to quit your job. But it's about creating a professional-looking web presence around a simple idea, a simple what we call a value proposition. You know, what is it that you're offering that people want? And keeping that to looking really nice and professional, and that's what we do at Homestead.com, of course, is give you that professional web presence for almost no money. It's 10 to 20 bucks a month. And getting that value proposition to be something simple, and then seeing if, as we say, the dogs eat the dog food, you know, is the thing that you're selling what people actually want, and then, you know, adapting to what you learn.
Justin Kitch is with us. Justin is founder, CEO of Homestead.com. Now, going back to the starting of these home-based businesses, is there a typical home-based business entrepreneur out there today, and has that changed and evolved in the last 10 years as well?
That's changed as well. It used to be more young people and stay-at-home moms were sort of the sweet spot, and now over a third of the home-based businesses are run by people over the age of 50, which implies that it actually started by people when they're over the age of 50, which implies that these are people who are having a second or third career. They're wanting to apply their experiences and maybe have a carved out more of a lifestyle for themselves, but are actually not just selling stuff from their kitchen table. And that's a trend that I think follows the pattern throughout the United States, where these home-based businesses are becoming much more of a part of the fabric of our society. People don't want to be sitting in their car commuting. Commute times are going up dramatically. Over several hundred hours a year is the average that people spend in their car commuting, wanting to spend more time with family, wanting to have a more flexible lifestyle, and also wanting to carve out a niche that allows them to do what they really are passionate about.
And does it consume so much time that it interferes with your, quote, regular job, or has it come to a point where the more successful ones can actually, this is what they do for a full-time profession?
Oh, yeah, many, many of them are full-time. You know, it's about half and half, and they often start out part-time, and then the great thing about things like the Internet is you can have a low investment, you don't have to quit your job, and you can see if the business starts to take off, and then you start saying, wow, you know, there's a lot of demand here. I'm getting too many customers, more than I can handle. I either need to quit my job or I need to hire somebody. And that's a great feeling. That's one feeling that I had back 10 years ago when I started in my house. And I can tell you that the thing can go crazy. I've got two buildings full of employees now and the tens of millions of dollars of business coming in every year, and you know, the fun never stops.
Now, you claim that you're the eBay of service-based businesses. Elaborate on that, please. I like that term.
Sure. Well, eBay, as most people know, is a place where people who sell products can go to find a market for what they're selling. And it there's some good things about it. If you can sell anything on eBay, you can go in your garage and clean some stuff out and sell it. And there's probably somebody out there who wants it. The downside is you're not really building a business. You're just it's an outlet for a product or a group of products. You're only as good as your latest product. Service-based businesses, as I mentioned, are really the bread and butter of home-based businesses. And there, it's harder to imagine how you actually can find customers for your services, and that's what Homestead prides itself on doing. We help you create this online presence that really clearly establishes what you do and helps customers consume your service, try it out. And we also, more importantly, go and help you find those prospective customers, and that's where the internet is really a beautiful thing, which is that you can connect your niche product or service to a person looking for that niche in a very cost-effective way.
And when you sit down with a prospective client or prospective consumer, and this is going to sound silly, do you do it in person or do it over the internet?
We do it over the internet and over the phone. We have one office in California, and we have customers in 190 countries. So it would be hard for us to be in person. We like to make it feel like a personal experience whenever possible. But people like to be able to do things themselves and not have to be dependent on getting in the car, driving somewhere. They don't need to have to talk to us on the phone all the time, but we're always there for them if they need it.
Before I wrap it up, I'm just kind of curious, because whenever I have a guest such as yourself, and I'm fascinated by what you do and how you help people and how you get involved. Give us a little bit of go back a little bit in history and time 10 years ago. What motivated you to start this?
Well, I was looking at the advent of the internet and concerned that there were not enough companies trying to make it fulfill the promise of the internet, which is making empowering the little businesses, the little people, to look big. And most of the energy and investment in businesses were going into making big companies richer and big companies more successful. And so I wanted to start something that made the little companies like myself be able to take and harness the power of the internet. And so that was the idea, and we just evolved, built the products and services, and took it one customer at a time.
Now, this is a silly question, but I'm going to ask you anyway, because I really appreciate what you're doing for us and not only for our audience, but I say this in somewhat in jest, but also seriously, Justin, who knows, somebody listening to this today may contact you and may have an idea, may have something, I don't know how to get involved in this, they contact you, and before you know, 3, 4, 5 years from now, they're very, very wealthy and very happy, and their lifestyle has improved immensely. What's the website where people can find out more?
Well, www.homestead.com is our website, and thousands of people every day have that exact impression and feeling and come to our site and get started building their dream business. And that we actually have a special running this week because we were trying to celebrate Home-Based Business Week, and maybe it'll push somebody over the edge to go and start that business. We're offering the first 3 months totally free, including a domain name for their web address. If they just go to www.homestead.com/radio, your customers or your listeners can take advantage of that offer.
Justin Kitsch, thank you, my friend, very, very much. Folks, it's HomeStead.com, homestead.com. Justin Kitsch, founder and CEO of homestead.com. My friend, thank you. It's been fascinating. I've enjoyed it. I would say a good luck, but apparently you've been blessed. And I know you, every day you get up when you go to work or what your job, where your hours are, you realize that. Has it hit home? When did it first hit you that, hey, I don't have to worry about next month's mortgage or next month's bills or the car payment or the insurance payment or making sure the vet bill is taken care of or something like that? When did it first hit you, Jay?
Well, I that's a good question. I still honestly worry about that stuff sometimes, but I didn't ever start this business because I was just trying to get rich. But it definitely made a difference when I drove in one day and I saw our building with our name on it. I was like, oh my gosh, we have buildings now. That was a moment I remember thinking, man, I think they're a little different than my bedroom. I used to have to ask my roommates to quiet down when I was on an important phone call.
Hey, you're a good man. My friend, all kidding aside, continued success and good luck, and I hope people listening today will contact you, will log on to your website, and who knows, the dream may become a reality. It did for you, didn't it?
It sure did, and we'd love to help some other people out, so come on down to homestead.com, and maybe we can do it for you as
Justin
well.
Justin Kitsch, thanks, my friend, very much.